Clohany Lee 10 points, Downing's 1 goal and 9 points. I'm delighted to say, joining me on the line is Downing's manager, Maxi Corn. Maxi, first of all, obviously delighted with the result. How impressed were you with your team's performance today?
Yeah, look, we're delighted to get over the line and get a couple of points on the board. You know, it was a really tough day for football, no matter what part of the country you're in today. I think it was always going to be a game of two halves, and it was the same in Fakara. And look, we just had to kind of work very hard and try our best to keep Fakara at bay as best we could in the second half. You know, it was all hands to the pump, and you know, we could hardly get our hands on a kick out, and it was just defending for 30 odd minutes, and thankfully we just managed to get a goal on one of the counter attacks, and that was probably good over the line in the end.
Maxi, obviously Paddy McIlwee, he's well known throughout the county for his footballing ability. He got the goal for you today, and how impressed were you with Paddy's performance, and indeed other young players as well on the Downing's team?
Look, you know, yeah, we have. Look, we have a very young team. You know, it was a well-worked goal in the end. You know, young Paddy James, he's only 17 years of age. You know, he broke up the field and he got a backdoor cut pass to Paddy, and that's where the goal came from. We hadn't many chances in the second half. But the conditions were so bad here. And I was just coming out of St. Michael's here down the bridge, and it was the same. It was just, you know, really, really difficult. And, you know, you're talking about free kicks being a big factor in the game. And, you know, Danny Rogers had a great game down here in St. Michael's the second half. He kicked 3 or 4 points, massive long range freeze. And it was just, you know, you're just trying to keep the thing at bay. And Michael lined up and kicked a minute of a free, and then in the end, so you know, it was just kind of one of those days. There was never going to be high scoring, and Paddy got a point from play as well in the first half, and you know, it wasn't about football. It was just about, you know, a real honest chip, and our boys, you know, they got a bit of a lesson last week against Four Masters. You know, a couple of moments of brilliance by Shannon Carr, got 2 goals, and you know, the kind of thing that you only learn after the event. You know, coming up from intermediate in Division 2, you know, you're coming up against a different class of football when you come up to senior championship. And as I say, just a moment of brilliance by Shannon Carr, and Callum McRae last week got a couple of brilliant goals, and you know, that was kind of always in it. You know, it was 15 minutes ago last week, there were 3 points in it, and you know, they got another goal, and it was 6 scores each, but you know, the golf was there because they had got the goals, and you know, that's the learning that you come from being in Division 1 and senior champions. So I think our boys just kind of rolled up their sleeve and realised that whatever chance they had of winning it was going to be through a severe effort, and thankfully it was enough to get us over the line today.
It was a chance of a third time lucky in terms of your senior championship winning the intermediate last year, and I make it a long, long time since Downing's last won in the senior championship. I was in touch with a few historians well known around Donegal, but I didn't get the correct year as of yet. How relieved is Maxi Curran to get that one?
Yeah, we're delighted. Look, I think we're maybe calculating about 45 years, I think, since we won a game in the senior championship. So, you know, that's not about that, really. That's kind of irrelevant to this bunch at the minute. You know, we're trying to stay in the senior championship and as best we can, and, you know, we've given ourselves a great chance by getting the 2 points today. And it may not still be enough. You know, there's going to be teams on 2 points who are going to end up in the relegation playoff, and, you know, and teams in 2 points are going to end up in their prelim quarter final. So, look, it's just luck of the draw now, and score difference and all those things. And but look, we're just delighted. It's a great big boost for us to say we've 2 tough days out, because we definitely had the beating to Ballyshannon the first day. We feel we left it behind us with 5 wides in the last few minutes that day. And as I say, it was just those, you know, couple of goals by Shannon Carr, and there were moments of brilliance last week. So, you know, we haven't been that far away. And look, the draws, I suppose, have been kind enough to us as well. We haven't got any of the big guns so far. So, you know, they're games that we felt we've gone into that we always had a chance. And today again was another, you know, we're happy enough with the draw we got going into today's game. Look, hopefully the draws is, you know, kind to us again next week, and we get a team, you know, at our level. And because you could get you could draw us in units or some of them, and, you know, and make a haymaker of your score difference as well. So, you know, there's a lot to be played for at both ends of the competition yet. And I suppose the draw being postponed now gives everybody a wee bit of respite. You can just spend the week focusing on yourself and not the opponent. But it'll be a long 2 weeks now for everybody. Everybody will be mad keen to get into action and get round 4 played.
Finally, Maxi, before I let you go, you're a well-known J manager throughout the county, managing various clubs. What has it been like for you on a personal level, back with your own home club, back managing your native Downing's?
It's been an experience. You know, these boys have done fierce well over the last 7 or 8 years. You know, it's not that long ago they were playing junior football, and you know they've done an awful lot right in that period to climb up to Division One and to Senior Championship. And look, you're just trying to push them on as best you can. You know, Kevin Cookie Galler gave it a huge drive there for 4 or 5 years, and you know he was the man behind them that got them up to Division One. Himself and Anthony Boyle and a couple others, and so you know they just felt they couldn't continue, so the vacancy was there and somebody had to fill it. And it was something that you always want to do at some point or other. And I was just fortunate, I suppose my time came when they were in Senior Championship, and it was the goal for us all now is just to try and stay there and do a bit of building and try and, you know, make ourselves, you know, a Division One team for a couple of years anyway, and you know try and bring another couple of players through. You know, it's a relatively young squad with a few older guys, all right, but you know it's young. So look, just trying to do your bit anyway and help the thing out. But look, it's been enjoyable, and you know it's not been without its trials and tribulations and disappointment. And the last 2 weeks were very tough, you know, because we felt there were games we could have got something out of, and you know just that bit of an experience and naivety cost us both days. And you know, and that's not something you can just go out and buy or take off a shelf. You know, you have to earn that, and you have to go through these games and suffer these defeats to try and recover. You know, I mentioned Paddy and Cheese there. You know, he was the man marking Senegal last week, and he was just taught a lesson, but he was the man that made the goal today. So you know, the thing turns very quickly, and there's up and downs, and you know, you just hope that these players learn, and I think they did learn the last couple of weeks. And you know, they didn't make maybe the same mistakes towards the end of the game that cost us last week. So you know, there is that wee bit of learning, and you know we're all in it together trying to push the thing on. So look, we're just delighted to get the 2 points, and it gives you a wee lift now heading into the last, you know, the last stage of the championship.